And with that last one, we move on to our last song, which is an old blues number. Older than the hills. I don't know what's old. Older than Cher.
It's pretty old.
But still good. Still good.
It's like Die Hard. Old, still good.
Alright. It's our last song. It's In the Pines.
In the past.
Phantom Ocean. We'll see you over in the studio A.
Phantom Ocean, everybody. A fine, fantastic, blues-punky performance from them. Love their stuff. Love any songs about yanderes, cryptids, and psychopaths. For now, though, let's get back to some of our regular music. Here's Big Time Kill, brand new from them, with Truth, as we await the arrival of Phantom Ocean to join us in the studio for a little interview. But for now, here's Truth by Big Time Kill, brand new. Super short block in that last one, probably because before we went into our live performance, I did such a long one anyway. But that was new from Big Time Kill with Truth, another winner from those guys. And there are slightly more people in the studio today than there were a mere 10 minutes ago, I would say, because we are being joined by Phantom Ocean. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Drew. I only count as half a person.
I'm Sarah. I'm just a goblin in a human suit.
I mean, respect. Respect to that. I've mentioned a couple of times, like, leading up to your Studio D performance, which was absolute banger, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Leading up to that, I mentioned a couple of times, like, Phantom Ocean, one of my current favorites for, like, the local scene.
Oh, thank you.
Just because I always appreciate any band that, like, I appreciate, first of all, any band that can make so much noise with so few people.
Thank you. Somebody told us the other day, they were like, I looked you up on YouTube, and that's when I realized there were two of you. And I'm like,
excellent.
All right, mission accomplished.
And the other thing is just I generally appreciate any band that writes so many songs about cryptids and psychopaths.
We didn't set out to do it, but it became the thing.
I mean, I would just run with it, because
yeah,
that's
we kind
clearly
of are.
Working out for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely my hyper-focus.
Yeah, totally. More songs about yanderes. That's the term, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You got it right.
Oh, boy. And, like, maybe, like, I feel like I didn't really get, like, nearly enough of an understanding of, like, where you guys are coming from just the songs that I have played. But I definitely get more of the, like, blues punk and especially, like, very Meat Puppets sort of inspired vibe.
I'll take it.
That I get from, like, your guys' sound. An intentional influence?
I mean, kind of. I do love the Meat Puppets. I don't know if it was entirely intentional, but I think that definitely, like, swerving towards the blues has been a thing I've been doing. Like, I've been a musician in Boston for, like, over a decade at this point, and I really, like, I enjoy hard rock, I enjoy metal, I enjoy punk, but I also really started to dive into the blues through a bunch of friends that I made. And especially when you've got two people and you're just playing off each other's energy, I feel like with her and I, that comes through really well. Because, I don't know, I feel like the blues you can pull off very well with two people.
I'm inclined to agree with that. I was just trying to remember, like, this other excellent Boston blues punk act, Wishbone Skinny, Hambone Skinny, that's what I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Mike from Mike's Monster Guitars.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's
pretty rad.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
But yeah, totally. Like, and I mean, if you're into rock and metal and all that sort of stuff, there is, I feel like, and maybe you can speak on this, but I feel like there is something very sort of gratifying in, like, a primal sense, just going back to, you know, that sound at its most primeval.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know if I'd say every last bit of, like, rock and metal and punk comes out of the blues, because there are certainly people that I know who would object very strongly to that. They're like, I hate the blues. I'm like, how do you hate the blues?
Doesn't make sense.
But, I mean, it's true, is that, you know, rock and roll grew out of people just basically revving up the blues.
Basically, yeah. So, what does Phantom Ocean have coming up on the pipeline? Any new recording? Like you mentioned, you were doing, like, a new version of one of your songs.
Yeah, so,
any new recordings coming up the pipe?
Yeah, we actually have a couple. We have, we went into the studio a couple months ago at, Galaxy Park in Salem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and we recorded a couple songs there. We've got, a new version of First and Always, because the first one that came out was great, but then I listened back to it, and I'm like, this is much slower than we play it.
Oh, like, God, we like speed it up so much.
Yeah, like, it's like, this has much more, you know, oomph to it live.
I mean, totally. Why not give them, like, you know, the live experience?
Yeah. Exactly. It's as close as you can get to the live experience without me actually sweating on you.
And then we also did two new ones.
Yeah, we have two new ones. Carfax Abbey, which was the third to last song that we played
second to last. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Then listen,
I can
count. I'm riding that runner's high from that set. I'm doing great. I am soaked in sweat. I am like, listen, I could run
the serotonin
five blocks before
hasn't worn
I passed
off yet.
Off. Yeah. Exactly. The adrenaline hasn't you know worn off yet. My hands aren't shaking.
The oxygen hasn't quite reached your brain yet.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, Carfax Abbey is coming out the end of September, just in time for spooky season.
Oh, you gotta get you. I mean, for an act with so many songs about cryptids and psychopaths as you, definitely gotta get something out for spooky season.
Oh yeah, and honestly, I'm surprised we're not busier during spooky season this year. We've only got 4 shows between September and October. It feels weird.
Are any of those shows going to be in Salem proper? Because I can only imagine what an absolute
yes,
an absolute cluster F that's going to be.
Yeah.
I speak knowing full well that, like, my band Pink Slip is playing in a show in Salem later too, and that is also going to turn into just an enormous
parking snarl.
I'm having so much fun, but also,
yeah.
Please.
Where are you
this
playing?
This is all in the service of having fun.
Exactly. Where are y'all playing?
I forget the name of the venue. It's one. It's like an arts organization sort of thing.
Chagall Pack.
Maybe I forget the exact name of it, but we're playing with like the New Limits and Bad Time USA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is. That's yeah. Because Courtney from Bad Idea USA is who set us up on our show.
Oh,
so
dope.
Yeah, same place. I hear it's great.
Yeah, I've never played there before.
Same. It'll be our first time. Mm-hmm. But we're doing that on the 27th of September. Kodo and Lowell on the 28th.
I have yet to check out the new Kodo location, but I've heard it's really good.
Same. And then News Cafe in Pawtucket on October 5th. And then actually Beowulf Brewing in Amesbury on the 25th of October.
Always love a brewery show.
Right. Beowulf, if you haven't checked that out, is fantastic.
It's so great.
Yeah.
It's dog friendly. You can pet a lot of dogs.
That's a huge plus.
It's just automatically just cool. Great. I'm here.
And then actually next week we're in Askew in Providence.
Oh, nice.
Which is fantastic. I really like Askew.
Very nice. I'm actually going to Askew later this week for a DJ gig.
Oh, nice.
So that ought to be a fun time. But like just to swerve back to like we were talking about breweries for a second, I'll say the same thing that like I say anytime anyone brings up like shows at breweries, like during the little interview portion, I think it's really cool that like so many of these venues that are like these new venues that are just sort of leading the charge where like all these closing dive bars are just sort of like dropping the ball. It's all breweries.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been to Faces in Malden?
I have. We played there. I've been there a couple times to see friends play, and we actually, you know, had the pleasure of playing there back in like January.
Yeah, yeah, like it's the kind of place where you can tell the owner had to have been like a local music fan because no other brewery would go to that effort to make like a stage and like a souped up sound system and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so good.
They're so fantastic.
Yeah. Aeronaut in Alston is like that too.
Yeah, I haven't actually had a chance to be. In my old band, I did a couple shows at Aeronaut. It was like, you know, 7 years ago when it was still in Somerville.
I think there's still an Aeronaut in Somerville. I think they just have multiple locations now.
Oh, okay. Well, good for them then.
Yeah. I've never been to the Somerville one, but the one in Alston is another one that's just like someone clearly loves local music and they want to like provide a space for it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that places are providing the space. I always feel a little bad because I don't drink, but I play all these shows at breweries, and I'm like, sure do hang out at a lot of breweries for a guy that doesn't drink.
I mean, that's one point.
Yeah.
On the other hand, who cares?
Exactly.
Are you having a good time?
Right.
That's the important part.
No, actually, as an aside, I do love that every brewery I've been to is like, here's our slate of non-alcoholic options for like, I'm like, oh, sweet. I feel very welcomed here. This is
That's
nice.
Very rad.
Yeah, it is rad.
Yeah, so that's what's looking like. You mentioned like a couple shows coming up the line.
Yeah.
Anything in the way of like albums or EPs or anything like that?
I think that probably we're going to figure out our next move with an EP or an album probably over the winter. That seems like a great, great plan.
Yeah, that seems like the way to go, because winter is never really quite so fun to, like, do shows in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind, like, you know, for instance, I mentioned, you know, Faces when we played it in January. You know, I did not set out to play a show in January, but our friends in the Zip Ups asked us, and I was like, of course I'm not going to turn this down, chance to play with them.
Very nice.
So like that's always been my stance on winter is like if somebody wants us to play a show, awesome, cool. But otherwise, this sounds like a great time to
I can't speak for I can't speak for everyone when I say like, you know, winter's not the time for shows and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
No, because places like need to have shows.
I do much better in cold weather, personally, anyway.
You do what?
I do much better in colder weather, anyway.
Agreed.
Absolutely not.
No? No?
Absolutely not. All
we
have a
division of the ranks here, I see.
I run cold all the time.
Oh, yeah?
So as soon as it drops below
so you're,
like 60,
you're not
like,
really like looking forward to autumn coming up.
The autumn I can deal with. It's not too bad. It's like... Because, you know, spring and fall, they're the layering seasons. You can put on a couple of layers and you're like, okay, I'm toasty. But
that's
winter,
true.
I could put on 8 coats and I'm still cold.
And as mentioned, I am from New Jersey, which basically makes me a denizen of hell. And so ice actually does melt within 3 feet of me. And so I'm fine.
That's the worst part. I'm from here. I should be better.
I mean, you know, genetics is weird.
It's true.
Thank you, chronic immune diseases.
But, yeah, no, it's I do love the fall, and I love doing stuff in the winter, but it's hard. Like, I love going to see shows in the winter, but...
Actually doing it is kind of a hassle.
Yeah, and it's... The uncertainty of it always kind of kills me. I feel like there was one year where every show I planned for the winter got snowed out.
Mm. Yeah, that's especially a bummer, like, in New England.
Yeah.
That you have to, like, put that much consideration into it.
I shouldn't complain. I have friends in Wisconsin, and I'm just like, I don't know how they do it.
Mm.
Like, active musicians, where it's like, that is their whole livelihood, and I'm like... Okay, but for like 4 months out of the year, you're coin flipping every night. Like, is this place going
to
be open?
Yeah, you're walking a very treacherous tightrope.
Yeah. So all my respect to those guys, because.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's playing with fire.
Hmm. Actually, if it was playing with fire, that'd probably be a good thing for them.
It's true. I'm told that I'm not allowed to use fire in my snow removal
anymore. An
audible
groan from this side of the table.
That pained me.
Even if you couldn't hear it.
That pained me.
I could feel it from over here with my head turned away. I was like, oh. She had the same reaction she has to mine.
All right. Before we wind things down, did you want to like drop any socials or like, you know, website links, band camps and whatnot?
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp.
And definitely like share Bandcamp.
Yeah. Bandcamp's great.
Like, I mean, you know. All your personal preferences. I don't care if you're on Spotify.
Yeah, I actually, dark secret, I completely dropped Spotify as like a user a long time ago. And so people send me Spotify links. And I'm like, thank you. I look at it like when my cat drops a mouse in front of me. I'm like, thanks.
Won't touch
cool,
it.
Cool, thank you.
I'm
never,
like, this
never
does,
started.
This does nothing for
it.
Me.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, I got Spotify for a long road trip once that I took. I was driving someone's truck down to Florida for them, which was an experience.
Oh, boy.
Trip and a half.
Yeah, I saw a guy who had stickered his car up to look like Dale Earnhardt's car, and he had smashed it into the wall. He had lost his brakes. And the only reason I can say this story and find it hilarious is because he was out of his car talking very calmly to, like, the EMTs who had come and like gotten him out of this car, but we all just stopped and we're looking at it. And he's just like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, clearly your brakes failed, sir. But I mean, you called your shot by stickering your car up to look like Dale Earnhardt.
I wonder how much of that conversation was him just saying to the EMTs, I know.
Guys, I know. But I got Spotify for that. And I was like, this is nice, but I guess, but you don't pay the artists. And also then
it's nice, but I feel like I need to take a bath.
I have to take a bath. And also, so I listen to a lot of like live versions. I listen to a lot of bootlegs. I listen to a lot of like, oh, okay, that's, you know, like a White Stripes concert from like 2005, and they're not on there. I'm like, they're on my phone. So Just kind of sitting there, and I'm like, well, you're going to start costing me money, so I better delete you. But yeah, we're on Bandcamp, phantomocean.bandcamp.com. Yeah, Instagram is just Phantom Ocean Band, and that's like one of our main social medias. And you run our TikTok, A Pit of Chaos.
Our TikTok, which is kind of a mess. I run it, and I'm a mess, so naturally, it's just unhinged.
TikTok is an avenue I dare not venture into because I feel like I've lost the window for that. My age.
The plot is nowhere to be found. The pages are on fire.
Oh, dear.
I think my favorite is that I've seen more than one comment show up on a video you've posted there, and it just said, I feel like I'm having a fever dream. Like, more than once. Like, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd probably only have two nickels, but it's still weird that it happened twice.
Thank you, Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
I'm young and I'm hip.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. You dip your French fries in iced creme.
Excuse me, it's pronounced the great and powerful Frosty.
Of course. All right. That was Phantom Ocean, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio and for your killer performance.
Oh, thank you for having us.
No problem. For now, let's get back to some music. Here's brand new from Hiber with Things That I Don't Know. That's the name of the song, not my frequent state of mind.
I can't say for sure if you are here or there. Mostly it seems like you're not anywhere. And I worry I'll hear from you, and I worry I won't. I'm afraid of the things that I don't know. What if you-
As the days go by, I'm not okay. Still hear your voice in every track that I play. Don't wanna seem like I'm mad at you, but every song take me back like a bad tattoo. Lost myself in you, try to keep my poise. Haunted by your ghost and the sound of white noise. Do you listen back and still think of me too? Or did you move on and find someone new? Running out of time, running out of patience. I feel vacant, faceless, don't know what to say. Maybe someday you'll put this song on your playlist and think of all the good times that we had. But for now the love songs just sound so sad. I'm growing up and colder, need to take this chip off my shoulder, cause it's over.
It's over. All I have left is a playlist. You're nowhere. Leaving me here with my choices. Echo noises. Catching myself skipping through. Trying to find something new. Was there a message you wanted to send me? It's
punching a policeman is a sin.
If punching a policeman is a sin, we may as well just pack up and go home.
It's not personal, we're just canceling your medical coverage. Your children's medical. It's not personal, we're just taking.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Did you tell your friends? Can they really hear you? You try to pretend. For you, something very strange is happening today. For the patch they're hiding from you, they won't listen. They won't listen anyway. They won't listen. They won't. All the clues, it's not what you planned. If they only knew, something very strange is happening today. Underhand, what you will do, they won't listen, they won't listen anyway. They won't listen. They won't listen anyway. Do they really know you? Do they really know you? Do they really know you? They really know you. They won't listen. They won't listen anyway. They won't listen. They won't listen anyway.
Another fine block of local goodies for you right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your hostess, Lils, and we're just about winding down into our third hour of the program. In that last block, a nice little chunk of music for you. There was Hyber with Things That I Don't Know, brand new from them. Following that, Playlist by Battle Mode into Birds 2, Crow Feedin' by Knockover City. And just in that last block, closing us out with The Old Family Rumor by Penny Stems. Just because we're in the last, I want to say, eighth of the program. I'm not so good at math, but like we're in the final 20-minute stretch or so. Why would we stop playing music now? Here's Elijah Devine with Bells.
My spirit to your body turn cold. You hear 1 second, then you back to the essence. I thank God for every second of your presence. For whom the bell tolls, lives written in scrolls. Soul warm, my spirit to your body went colder. Yo, you hear 1 second, then you back to the essence. I thank God for every second of your presence. I done shed enough tears to the years to flood a mountain. Seen enough blood to fill up mugs and run fountains. Homicides, OGs, suicides, ODs, accidents and crashes, plaintiffs, codees. My father, my brother, my uncle, my aunt. Some got a sense of humor, like to come home to heart. Time rented, not bought. Some stabbed, some shot, some ghosts. An overdose is too hot. A wet sleeve, my brother, like let him grieve. I'm pouring Henny on your grave until I'm feeling relieved. Yo, God, please, don't let me fall to my knees. I can't take another one, I feel a boil in the breeze. So, say cheese and take a picture with me. Capture a moment that's golden and set it free. Because tomorrow's not promised. So pay homage to a smile and a hug and a love that stay honest. For whom the bell tolls, lives written in scrolls. And yo, your soul warm, a spirit till your body turn cold. You here 1 second, then you back to the essence. I thank God for every second of your presence. For whom the bell tolls, lives written in scrolls. Soul warm, a spirit till your body went colder. Yo, you here 1 second, then you back to the essence. I thank God for every second of your presence.
Say you believe in God. Say you, say you believe in God. We all must meet our moment. We all must meet our moment of truth.
Remember to breathe. that I saw you, I adored you. Let you ride beside me, open up the car door for you. You gave me your number with the hopes that I would call you. And I know I took a couple days, I'm sorry, babe. But everything I did, I did, I did, I did it for us. Preaching to the choir, cause I know you know the chorus. We both had our baggage, couldn't fit inside of storage. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from love. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from us. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from all of the above. Run away from me and you, cause you'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from us. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from all of the above. Run away from me and you, cause all the times I made you cry, made you say goodbye. All the times you made the drive, didn't let you stay the night. Patiently you waited, all the fights that I created. Love is no vacation, no more room, my heart's not vacant. Drinking alcohol all day and night, under the pale moonlight. I saw all the way you hide, and I almost gave you mine. Never wore a cape, although you thought that I would save you. Trapped you in a cage, I put a stallion in a stable. Yeah, I played you like a dreidel, didn't make you out of clay. If you knew how this would end, I know you wouldn't wanna stay. You were loyal till the end, although you could've gone astray. So please don't wait your words, we both know what you're gonna say. Cause you would sit me down, or I would call you up. And you would play your cards, and I would call your bluff. So you would raise the stakes, you say it's all or nothing. Too many players on this table, can we table this discussion, babe? Cause you'd run away, or I'd run away from love. You'd run away, or I'd run away from trust. You'd run away, or I'd run away from all of the above. I knew from the moment that I saw you, I adored you. Let you ride beside me, open up the car door for you. You gave me your number with the hopes that I would call you. And I know I took a couple days, I'm sorry, babe. But everything I did, I did, I did, I did it for us. Preaching to the choir, cause I know you know the chorus. We both had our baggage, couldn't fit inside of storage. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from love. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away.
Wish I could fall asleep with ease when you dive in the deep and I end up turning water. And I think I'll drown, cause I can't get it out. You say so much without thinking about me and my feelings, so I'll hold them under. She's to you and all your friends.
Another fine block of music right here on the Town with Mikey D. In that last block, Elijah Divine with Bells. Following that, Thus Love with Birthday Song, Runaways by solo artist, into Cheers by Impossible Dog. We're just about reaching the end of the program. We're going to close things out with one last track before we hit the bricks. We're going to close things out with Proles with Black Serenade. But for now, though, for the time being, thank you very much for joining us on the program. We will see you next week, every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, a freeform radio. I am your socially distant hostess, Lils, except not really. And yeah, we're going to be closing things out with Black Serenade by Proles. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.